paying for good news.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Just as the president plans this morning to outline a strategy for military success in Iraq, some news from the Los Angeles Times about an under-the-radar strategy already in play. The paper reports the United States military is secretly paying Iraqi press to run articles favorable to the U.S. The LA Times says the stories are written by U.S. military personnel, translated into Arabic, and run as independent reports in Iraqi newspapers. The discovery comes in the middle of a push by U.S. officials to train Iraqi reporters in journalism skills and Western media ethics. India is booming. Its gross domestic product soared 8% in the past quarter as compared with a year ago, and that prosperity is one reason U.S. officials are in India this week. Their top priority is clearing the way for big-ticket defense sales to India, one of the world's biggest defense markets. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
The U.S. is aggressively wooing India's military market. Today, Boeing and Lockheed will meet government officials to try to finalize sales of combat aircraft and naval planes. Undersecretary of Commerce David McCormick told a gathering of Indian businessmen that the U.S. sees India as an important emerging economic power.
I can't imagine a more exciting time in the history of our two countries.
Tomorrow, McCormick will meet Indian officials to loosen up regulations on trade in the hopes of making it easier for the U.S. to sell to India. Over the last 3 years, U.S. exports to India have nearly doubled to $8 billion. And that's not just arms sales, it's all kinds of high-tech equipment like air traffic control systems that India wants to get its hands on as it develops economically. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
Another storm is swirling around Bermuda, defying the calendar, which claims that today is the official end of an already brutal hurricane season. Lloyd's of London is saying it has a slim chance of making a profit this year after all the payouts it's had to make, close to $3 billion. And Ashley Milntite says that's just a piece of it.
Insured losses for hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Wilma have topped $45 billion. Jean Salvatore is with the Insurance Information Institute. She says because meteorologists predict severe hurricane seasons will be the norm for the next several years, the insurance industry has taken action. It's introduced a new hurricane deductible from Maine to Texas.
Instead of the $500 deductible that most people are familiar with, there is a specific deductible when there's a hurricane of 1 to 10% for coastal communities.
She says sharing the burden is the only way the industry can keep offering insurance in those areas. Despite the damage to Florida from last year's hurricanes, people keep flocking to buy property on the water. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The cat's out of the bag. Ford Motor is planning cutbacks at Jaguar. The Wall Street Journal says the company will cut production by at least 6% next year. No job cuts, though. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed down 3 points Tuesday to 10,888. The Nasdaq closed down 7 and the S&P was flat. This is Marketplace. The Securities and Exchange Commission is going green. It wants to let companies post proxy material online instead of mailing it out to shareholders. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
If you own stock, you've probably gotten proxy statements in the mail, though you may not have read them. Those are packets companies send out containing information on executive compensation and matters for shareholder votes. Now the SEC is considering letting businesses post their proxy materials on a website instead of requiring that mass mailing. Economist Eric Talley says the plan has a clear advantage for companies.
By some estimates, publicly traded companies spend upwards of $1 billion a year just mailing out proxy proposals, which often sit unopened on a coffee table until they're eventually relegated to the trash can.
Even if the SEC does okay the web proxy, it could be overridden by state laws. The SEC is expected to vote on the issue after the 60-day public comment period. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And this is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services. Thrivent.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli.
Tis the season, and that means the usual assault of commercials hawking potential gifts. But just how effective are those ads? Michael Blyden reports a new use for brain scan technology may have an answer.
I don't have any health problems, but I went to UCLA's Brain Mapping Center recently to have an MRI scan.
I'm going to put some cushions in the side of your head to help keep it in place.
The technician tells me to lie down on a table that slides inside a long tube and takes pictures of my brain. They're not looking for tumors or disease in this scan, which is called a functional MRI or fMRI. Instead, they're watching how my brain reacts to visual cues. In this case, it's photos of California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in an earlier incarnation as Conan the Barbarian.
Do you have a control group for the Conan pictures?
You are the very first one.
Okay, so you can't compare my reaction to other dudes to prove that my reaction is normal?
That's right.
The scan showed the governor, Conan, had some sort of impact on an emotional center of my brain. It's a little unnerving to think fMRIs can reveal things about us that we're not even aware of. But Tim McPartland with Los Angeles marketing firm Lieberman Research Worldwide says that's the whole point. Marketers usually rely on surveys from focus groups to learn what sells, but they're not always accurate. McPartland says fMRIs and neuromarketing provide a more precise way to develop advertising strategies.
What it has the potential to do is tell me that commercial A looks like it's going to be more effective than commercial B. That's a huge, huge opportunity.
Critics say it's also an opportunity for consumer brainwashing, but Judy Illis, a neuroethicist, isn't worried.
I think there are legitimate concerns about misuse of the technology, but I think what we always have to bear in mind is that we are not just our brains. It is possible that we may be better manipulated as consumers, but we certainly will not be made to consume in a way that is really against our free will.
The more people market to me, the less I want to buy.
Anna is one consumer who disapproves of fMRIs. She says marketers have already gone too far.
Because I just feel that they're not treating me as an intelligent human being, able to make decisions and choices. Instead, they're treating me as a dog in a Pavlovian experiment.
Still, there may be no stopping fMRIs. They're not widespread yet because of the cost involved, ranging from $500 to $1,000 per scan. But some experts predict they'll be used routinely in the future, telling advertisers what they want to know, and then some. In Los Angeles, this is Michael Blyden for Marketplace.
By the way, we're podcasting now. For details, go to the iTunes directory or check out our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.